The recent murders at a Connecticut elementary school have renewed the debate about gun control in America.
How many more? How many more colleges? How many more classrooms?
How many more movie theaters? It's time for our leaders to act.
Demand a plan.
Those voices are from a celebrity video now on YouTube. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says the issue will be actively discussed this winter in the state's General Assembly.
There was a story written by Andrew Kane, the political editor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, that we ran this week in VA News. There was a number of Democratic legislators who introduced measures for gun control. Some of these had already been introduced. Some are planned. Delegate Joe Morrissey of the Richmond area would ban the sale of assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines. Senator Janet Howe in Fairfax would close the so-called gun show loophole, in which purchasers of guns at shows can avoid a background check in purchasing weapons.
David, not all the bills are about limiting sales of guns.
There's going to be measures probably on both sides of the aisle to try to arm the schools, to bring resource officers who are law enforcement officers who are armed into the schools. Another delegate, Bob Marshall of Prince William County, has introduced legislation that would require school boards to arrange for some teachers and principals to receive state police standard firearm safety and competency training.
We can't begin to cover all the measures that are likely to be introduced in this session, but it'll surely be one of the top issues.
There's no doubt. This is a very emotional issue on both sides. Virginia legislature is not a stranger to this issue. Following the shootings at Virginia Tech, there were a number of measures to limit access to guns. None of those measures got very far. We'll see if the tragedy in Connecticut changes the equation at all in the Virginia legislature.
Next is a story by Trevor Baratko in the Loudoun Times. It's about two GOP freshmen in the General Assembly who signed Grover Norquist's No Tax Pledge. Now there's talk about adjusting Virginia's gas tax, which hasn't been changed since 1986, as the state runs short of transportation money. David, where does the story go from there?
In response to calls within the legislature for an indexing of the gas tax, which means to allow it to rise in the same pace with inflation, Norquist served notice saying that this would be a violation of the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, and his group will take action to defeat anybody who does dare violate the pledge.
Now, Baratko raised the issue with those two first-year members. What did they say?
Delegate Randy Minshew of Leesburg says he doesn't see indexing the gas tax as a tax hike. Rather, he looks at it more of a user fee. A different view is expressed by David Ramadan, another signer of the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, who doesn't believe indexing is the answer. He thinks a better solution would be making greater use of general fund money to help pay to maintain and build roads.
And there we have the debate that's going to take up a lot of hours when the Assembly gets underway in January. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project talks with us each week about the most popular stories at VPAP's VA News site. That's at vpap.org. David, thanks a lot.
Sure, Fred.
For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Fred Eccles.